This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Yesterday, we heard about a growing trend in Silicon Valley's tech startup scene, entrepreneurs who embrace, even celebrate, their failures. It may be a refreshing approach, but as our wealth and poverty reporter Chrissy Clark discovered, it can still come at a very high cost.
Lauren Bargoot is trying to embrace failure. She's a scientist and entrepreneur from the San Francisco Bay Area. Recently, she went to a tech conference where, in speech after speech, she heard stuff like this.
We know that innovation is built on failure.
Failure is the easiest way to learn.
Bargoot has two failed companies to her name, and she says those messages
made me feel less like an idiot.
Bargoot's no slouch. She's got a doctorate from UC Berkeley in vision science. It's a combination of computer science, neurobiology, and physics. And at her house, she's commemorated each of her life's achievements with a fish tank.
When I passed my orals exam, I got a fish tank. When I got my master's, I got a fish tank. This was my PhD.
And yet, after a decade trying to launch a successful company in Silicon Valley, still no fish tank for that one. Bargoot has spent her career developing technology that makes it easier to manipulate and search for photos online.
Whenever I pitch it to a VC or a customer, I usually get a wow, then they bring in the engineers, and it gets pretty exciting.
She's come close to success once, then twice.
Didn't make it, but I still believe a version of this technology will change the world. So I'm going to keep doing this over and over again.
In fact, she's already working on her next company, but it requires practical calculations, like...
If I'm able to refinance the house, I have enough housemates so that I should be able to cover the mortgage.
Bargoot's tolerance for risk, her single-mindedness, it's what you need to be an entrepreneur. But being a 40-something mom with a bunch of debt and roommates, that can also be...
emotionally and financially devastating. Having financial problems, that's already a taboo. And having it be your fault, right? Because you chose a very high-risk endeavor and it didn't work out. It's embarrassing.
Bargoot comforts herself with stories that have become legends in Silicon Valley, like how once upon a time, some co-founders of PayPal...
they put their foot into the car and it had rusted out and it broke. So that's how desperate they got before they got funding.
But desperation has its limits. Recently, Bargoot's teenage daughter told her, "Mom, you should get a normal job." I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.